Next item is subdivision 2006-33, Bethany Short Properties LLC, reconsideration of condition of approval.
This is a request from Mr. Fuquay that the commission reconsider one of the conditions of the preliminary approval. It involves the fence along the Fresh Pond State Park. And as I said, Mr. Fuquay is asking for reconsideration.
What do they want to not do?
He requires to put the fence in.
Fence. Okay, Mr. Smith, what that would have been your
motion,
your request.
Yes.
What do you want to?
I think that we should. I think that we should hear this reconsideration in the interest of trying to get this right, and had a conversation with Mr. Fuquay earlier this week, and took advantage of his legendary leather stocking skills and went out there and looked at the site a little further. When I made my incorporated this into the motion about the fencing was to protect the environment for the reasons stated. I still think they're valid reasons. Mr. Fuquay will show the commission why he believes that western fence will not be necessary.
Well, Mr. Fuquay?
They got stock of alligators.
I have to warn you, it's been a tough afternoon for attorneys. I want you to
show us some of that leather stocking stuff.
Mr. Robertson, I viewed it as more of a tough afternoon for you. As was stated, this is a request to reconsider one of the conditions that was placed on the approval of the Bluewater subdivision. The specific request, just if you're not familiar with it, I'll just read it. It's short. Because the project adjoins the Fresh Pond State Park, a chain link or similar type of fence shall be installed along the western boundary to limit access to the park from the project. This is necessary to not only protect the environment within the park, but also to limit access while the park is being actively hunted. And access to the park from this development should be limited since the state charges fees to access the park. What I did was, after that hearing, I had gone back down to look at it because I had been down there and had walked around some, but I hadn't really looked at the site in great detail. And I knew that there was the Fresh Pond has a canal or a body of water that drains down from the bay north of there. And in going down and looking at the site, it's pretty clear. In fact, I was kind of shocked when I got there and saw the extent of the waterway. And on this picture, I have a color one here, but on this picture, what you can see is that pond that's there is kind of in the middle of our property, which is the subdivision, and the subdivision's built around that pond. To the south of that is an existing subdivision, and you can really see from this picture the extent of the waterway that I'm talking about that runs along the western boundary of the property line. So in effect, what it would amount to is the fence, in effect, would put up a barrier that would only prohibit people from getting a relatively few feet to where this waterway is. So this is actually a body of water that has, I mean, this property has a natural boundary that in effect separates it from the state lands. And I have a picture I took of it here, just I'll submit for the record. And I understand that if you look at this picture, on the north boundary of our property, you'll see something that kind of crosses the waterway. And that's a culvert that crosses there. And I guess you could cross over the waterway by going across the culvert. So what I was going to propose is, rather than a requirement that a fence be along the western boundary, which we viewed as a detriment for aesthetic reasons, but rather than that the applicant would basically put a gate where this culvert crosses over the waterway and would post signs stating that they are state lands on the other side and that there is active hunting that goes on in that area to warn residents as well as anybody else that could be down there, which I think addresses the concern that Mr. Smith has, and I think does it in a less detrimental fashion.
Well, it would be nicer looking, too. I understand where Mr. Fuquay is coming from. Mr. Smith, sounds reasonable to me. Sounds like a good compromise.
Mm-hmm. As I say, when I went down, the community to the south is probably 80% fenced. Where it's not fenced is due to the depth of the water that's south of the southern border of that development known as the Sanctuary. And put this in, so there is a on the southern border of this the Blue Water development, there is a combination of there's a fence that runs all the way back to the pond on the southern side. It's a combination of a 6-foot chain link with cantilevered barbed wire on the top and then a vinyl fence. But
actually the one of the lots, part of our property, is actually the piece of land that would be the westernmost parcel of the sanctuary. The sanctuary doesn't run all the way to the pond. Our parcel has that piece that actually is along the pond.
Right. Okay. Right. And as I documented earlier about some of the mistakes that I had made, I had thought my remembrance of this watered area was that it was only dabbling duck deep. And I went out there today and I realized we've had a lot of rain, but it's probably, I had on knee boots and it was probably about 3 foot deep and muddy and will be a deterrent down it. Take somebody with a lot more guts than me to walk across it.
In and of itself, it's a deterrent.
Yes.
It doesn't bear much resemblance to the Rio Grande.
Whether we think that along the northern property line, which may have been an error of omission, we should have similar vinyl fencing that exists along the southern, I'll leave that open to the other commissioners to for any comment on that, because that does border state land, I believe. Well, I'm sure it does. Any thoughts on that? And my thoughts on that would be for the same stated reasons, to protect the environment of the state lands and limit the pedestrian access.
Yeah, well, again, the only observation I would make is that particularly in the summer months, people with any sense wouldn't go in there anyway because of ticks and other things, and most state parks are posted that way. The people that live in here, I don't know why they'd want to go in there. There's really no reason to go in there. And, there's no one's jumping a fee or anything. I think, as you know, it's only vehicles that are actually charged to go into the park area. And as you know, that's not an active park. It's more preserved lands. Yeah. I don't think there's any actual activities or anything of that nature there. Again, for all I know, the ultimate development may have some type of a landscaping fence or something along there anyway. Right. Not that I have any great comment about it, but we were concerned with the chain link fence in the area that was mostly going to be the best view from the property.
Smith, is the culvert the dry crossing would be across the culvert only?
When I walked back there, I really didn't see a culvert. It may have been because the water level was so daggone high today that it was actually going right over the culvert. But yeah, I could have walked there today across this area that the attorney's referencing.
I represent that information from my discussions with the expert on the area, Mr. Byer, who told me that there was a culvert there. And well, apparently he had crossed that at one point in time.
As it's been established today, he is a lawyer, so it must be true.
Yeah, I think it's probably tidal influenced. And as I said, I had last seen this, it was only dabbling duck deep. And
I was shocked when I saw the
dabbling
water.
Duck deep. Rick's question was, if it's deeper than dabbling duck, it must be
diver duck. Then it goes to diver duck.
Diver duck.
I think, given the hour, Mr. Smith, we would encourage you to make a motion.
Green, green, blue.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this reconsideration, a condition of approval, my motion is that we acquiesce with the representation made by the applicant's attorney to put a gated fence across the
culvert
walkway area and delete that portion of condition 13 referencing a chain link or similar fence along the western portion of the project site.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to reconsider the condition of approval stated for subdivision 2006-33 Bethany Short Properties LLC with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.